folks. It's all show. I want David to come up and sing you a song now. You know, we've got a lot of, most of the songs we've done are pretty happy songs, you know. The melodies are all nice. And but this next song, I don't know about it. But I wish you'd give David another great big hand. He's going to sing you one now. Is this murder or not?
Man, this song is like a bluegrass version of Forensic Files, Dale. It's a, you know, oddly enough, some of the best songs deal with really lurid subject matter, you know, murder, incarceration, unrequited love, but the odd thing about it is many of these songs with these real depressing lyrics got these beautiful, uplifting melodies, almost like an antidote to the lyrics,
for sure.
But not this song. The melody is just as depressing as the lyrics. No, it's a, for some reason we like to play this. It's called The Snow Dove. Upstairs to make her bed, and not one word to her mother she said. Her mother, she went up there too, saying, "Daughter, dear daughter, what troubles you? Oh mother, I cannot tell. That butcher boy that I love so well, there's another girl in another town, and he goes right there and he sits right down. He takes her down upon his knee, and he tells her things that he won't tell me. Daughter, dear daughter, where is my girl? He went upstairs to give her hope, and he found her hanging on a rope. Took his knife and he cut her down, and in her bosom these words he found: "Go dig my grave, both white and deep, put a marble stone at my head and feet. In the middle of my grave, put a snow-white dove, to show this world that I died for love."
Yeah, yeah. Tell him a little something. Thank you, David. You know, I'll tell you what, I understand this is the first year for this festival here. Is that right? Well, you know what? This is a beautiful location to have a festival, I'm telling you. All these nice trees,
yeah, they got,
you know,
more people here than they did last week.
Oh, having more people this week than last week? Okay, well, great. All we have to do is put out that forest fire behind us, and we'll be fine next year.